This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October the 30th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 16a. It says there, "Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you." End of quote. Every day we fill the gas tank of our car. Most people eat 3 times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Also, many take snacks in between. We want healthy food so that we can go to work, take care of the house duties and other responsibilities. What happens if a car does not have enough gas? It stops on the road. What happens if you go hungry with no food? You can't go much far. You would faint and not be able to do your daily functions. You see, our body needs physical food. Certainly, our soul needs spiritual food. Physical food nourishes your body. Spiritual food nourishes and makes your inner man strong and healthy. The spiritual food you need is the Word of Christ, the Word of God, the Bible verses. Some of the benefits of the spiritual food are, listen, the Word of God, the Bible verses, gives life, revives and replaces discouragement with encouragement, Psalm 119:25. The Word of God gives great peace for you. Nothing will make them stumble because they have peace in their life, Psalm 119:165. The Word of God gives strength to your weary bones, Psalm 119:28. It gives you hope for the future, 119:49. It gives you more understanding even than your teachers, Psalm 119:99. The Word of God makes you wiser than your enemies, 119:98. It comforts, strengthens, and refreshes you in the times of trouble, Psalm 119:50. It is a lamp to your feet, Psalm 119:105. And it is a light on your path, Psalm 119:105. You see, beloved, as physical food gives you physical strength and health, the spiritual food, the Bible verses, gives you mental and emotional energy, strength, health, understanding, and wisdom. You see, you cannot just afford to have physical food and totally ignore spiritual food. Many people are dead inside, although they have physical life in their nostrils, simply because they do lack good, balanced, healthy spiritual food. They are not comforted. Their wounds are not cleaned with oil and balm. No internal strength, no hope, no understanding, and absence of simple wisdom. All these are because of the lack of healthy spiritual food. Spiritual malnutrition is alarmingly dangerous than physical malnutrition. The tragedy is many people are not even aware of it. You see, it has the potential to kill people slowly and steadily. Simply, the awareness of spiritual poverty is a major step in the right direction. Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven," Matthew chapter 5. If you are aware of the spiritual poverty and realize the need for God in your life, then He is willing to place you in His kingdom. You see, you can get spiritual food by listening to the Bible messages like the one you're listening now. Make sure you are listening to only Bible teaching and preaching lessons. There are so many positive talks out there without any in-depth study of the Bible verses. You need to listen to good Bible teachers who are gifted and trained to interpret the Bible verses in an excellent and God-honoring way so that you would flourish and grow spiritually. For this purpose, you need to be a member of a good Bible teaching and Bible preaching church in your area. Go and check it out. You will never regret taking this first step. You and your family, your spouse, children need good Bible teaching so that your inner man will grow healthy and vibrant. Thereby, you would have peace, hope, encouragement, comfort. You would possess understanding and godly wisdom. You have the lamp for your feet to walk in the right path. You have the light when you walk so that you would not fall. And more than all, you have abundant and life eternal. Not only just listen to the messages of Christ and the Bible, but also you read the Bible. As you read the Bible, underline the verses you like. Then meditate on it for a few seconds or minutes. The verses you liked that you write down on a card or a paper. Because writing helps. And then reflect on it later. try to memorize the verses. Reflect those ideas you learned from the verses many times. Let it go deep into your soul. That's your spiritual food. Then start applying it to your daily life in a small way. Start in a small way and be consistent in application. Without much time, you are on your way to a big spiritual growth spurt that impacts you and others around you. God gets the glory. Our today's insight says, let the word of Christ richly dwell within you. Would you decide to let the word of Christ richly dwell in you? Of course, it all starts with making time daily to listen to the Bible messages, read the Bible, memorize, reflect, and then start applying in your personal life. Got a moment for today's prayer? Beloved, pray after me. Father in heaven, I want the word of God richly dwell in me so that my inner man would be comforted, strengthened, protected, and guided by your all-powerful word. I know the Bible says the word became flesh and dwelt among us. The eternal and everlasting word became a person in Jesus Christ, and he came to this world, died and rose again for all of my sins and shortcomings. Please forgive my sins and save me today. Lord, come to my life and bless me with your presence. Make me rich in your word. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.